We are so excited to have in our studio today two of the stars of the producers playing at the Mercury Theater, Allison Sill and Matt Kroll. Thanks for being here.
Thank you
it's
for
a
having
pleasure.
Us.
Thanks.
Well, tell me first of all, tell me about each of your characters, who you play.
I'm playing Leopold Bloom, Leo Bloom, and he's an accountant who just one day happens to be, he shows up at the office of this Broadway producer's named Mac Bialystock, who's played by Bill Larkin, the great Bill Larkin, and just happens to find a loophole in some tax codes that he can just sort of accidentally spouts out about, and becomes sort of the scheme for the play, where they are going to try and produce a flop to make a great deal of money and then skip town.
Okay. Go ahead, Alice.
I'm playing Ulla Inga Hansen Benson Janssen Tallin Holland Schwaden Schwansen.
Backwards.
Do it again. That's my favorite. I absolutely love it. The hottie, the vixen of the producers,
yeah,
if you will.
Right.
The hottie.
The general European, tall, blonde.
The hottie. With the hottie of the
hottie. Yeah, it's true. It's true. Trust
yeah,
me.
Yeah, and she's, well, right before she comes on, they say, nothing or no one will come between us. And then she enters.
Except for Uma.
Ulla Inga Hansen Benson Janssen Tallin Holland Schwaden Schwansen.
Was that the hardest part?
This interview is going to turn out to be a half hour.
That's what we're going to title it.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. Okay, so producers, well familiar with the producers, whether it was, you know, Matthew Broderick and Nathan Lane on Broadway or Zero Mostel with the original producers. Did you know the producers? Had you seen any version before you accepted
well,
these roles?
Yeah, I was living in Chicago back in 01 when it first tried out here before I went to New York. So
yeah.
I saw it then, and it was riveting. I was in college at the time, and so I had like a nosebleed section seat, like the very, very back of the top balcony.
I was sitting up by you.
Yeah,
I literally was. I was way in the nosebleeds to see that production.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was the only place I could find a ticket, you know, and it was mesmerizing. And then I that was the only time I ever saw it. I never saw the movie of it. I mean, the musical version. I watched many times the original movie with Gene Wilder and Zero Mostel.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I mean, I'm a huge fan of Gene Wilder's body of work. He's one of the most fascinating entertainers, I think. So I knew the movie really well, but I had to refamiliarize myself with the musical, and I think it's one of the few exceptions when a musical actually improves upon, not necessarily improves upon, but it's a beautiful extension of what the original material was, because it was spawned by the same brain and bizarre sense of humor as Mel Brooks, you know, because he did both. So it's very true to the original material.
So let me ask you guys, when you have a legendary or a production like this that kind of spans through time, do you have that in your head? Like, do you model your characters after maybe one of the original performers? Or do you kind of say, you know what, I'm going to own this. This is going to be my own performance, my own character, and I'm going to own it.
Well, I actually, from day one, Walter was like, we cast you guys because we want you to bring as much as yourself to this role.
Right.
And so I was like, you know what, I think I brought as much as myself to Ulla versus trying to do what, you know, other people have done. And that's made it so much fun for me.
Yeah.
To be able to play with and just be like, how can I relate to this girl?
Yeah. You too, man.
Yeah, I think I've always had a little Gene Wilder in me, but overall, I think it's just the show's become anything I do, as I've learned over my career, is that the best way to approach it is just yourself under the most bizarre circumstances that something like the producers presents. And you think, well, this is insane, but it's happening to these people, so what would I do?
Yeah.
I've heard actors say it's more demanding to try to be funny. I mean, because you're doing everything. You're singing, you're dancing, you're acting, and you're trying to make people laugh, which is difficult. Maybe not with this material, but you're trying to get that rip-roaring laugh out of your audience.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah.
Well, we were actually saying the other day, like, Ulla doesn't come in until the end of Act One.
Right.
And at the end of the show, I'm so exhausted. And it's because every number, we're at 10, we're at 11 or 10.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's because you just have to fully commit, and you have to be so, your heart has to be invested, and you have to be so invested for the comedy to work.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's like every number is kind of an 11 o'clock number, I feel like, with all of these different characters.
And it's a long run, too. Normally, a lot of the runs are, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks. You guys have a very extended run through June 26 at the mm-hmm. Mercury mm-hmm. Theater.
Yeah.
Does that make it more demanding? Do you have to kind of pace yourself with so many shows a week?
Yeah, I think in a way. I mean, it's sort of like... it's like a full workout, you know, a full 2-hour workout, you know, with sprinting and
we're
everything.
We're having protein bars yeah. and coconut milk. And
yeah, yeah. So
it's really a marathon.
It's yeah. a great deal of endurance.
Yeah.
And I definitely not hitting the gym nearly as much as I probably would otherwise. You know, I go to work instead at night. Yeah.
Yeah.
But reflecting back on what you were saying, I think what's important that we I had a really great opportunity years ago to work with Mike Nichols, who one of the great
of course sure.
you know the late great now unfortunately Mike Nichols yeah. who broke down comedy to me I think in the most influential way that I've ever kind of observed it, which is, you know, because he directed Spamalot,
right?
Oh. Which is
Spam,
I mean, if you think this is absurd, Spamalot is just is infinitely zany and bizarre, and but I think what helps, you know, putting the show together night after night in a sincere way is to treat this almost like a dramatic piece.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what really, I think, makes our production very special, is that the performers that we have, that Walter and Eugene assembled for this show, really have found a way to earnestly and sincerely present this as a drama that just happens to be hilarious. You know, so I think instead of us aiming to get laughs, we actually
lean into the problem and
embrace the obstacles, and I think that really is what separates this from what it could be, which would just be like, you know, a night of yuck.
Yeah, exactly.
As opposed to that we've got these stakes that are through the roof, and you know, Walter focused a lot on that when we were putting the show together, our director,
yeah.
Who really just constantly said, we've got, we just keep raising those stakes,
yeah.
you
mm-hmm.
know. So, you know, by the end of it, you know, you've watched this silly, stupid story, but it's these people that you care about, and you just try, and as actors, we just keep trying to remember that, you know, this is, while this may not be believable in the real world, this is really what we're doing, and this is really these people's problems, and this is really mm-hmm. what these people are trying to
this
accomplish.
This is really how they talk,
yeah.
and how...
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
and I think, and that's when it gets really interesting.
Yeah. It can be believable. You know what,
yeah.
though? I mean, it's, you're right. It's funny and yuck, and you're going to leave, you know, with your sides hurting and splitting, because
yeah.
it really is a funny, funny production. It's a great musical. But so many of the themes, you know, like a woman coming between two guys,
mm-hmm.
you know, two friends
mm-hmm.
or yeah. entrepreneurs, you know, trying to make a buck in an economy. So
yeah.
a lot of it, you know, can
yeah.
ring true to themes of today.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think so. Let me ask you guys about the Mercury Theater. I mean, being from here, I think it's just a spectacular theater. It really has your audience right there with you, as
mm-hmm.
opposed to just being this ginormous theater, which those are good too. But how does that help you as actors? Does it let you draw the audience more in? Or how does that affect your performance, being at a theater like that? That's so, you know, the audience is right there on you.
Yeah, well, I love it. I absolutely thrive on it. I've gotten to play some of the biggest houses across the country, from coast to coast, but this is really my favorite intimate setting.
Can you really hear individuals?
Can you?
Laughing and stuff. Like,
mm-hmm.
there was one bit where, I guess I don't want to give too much away, but can I?
Yeah.
There's one bit where, in that face where, you know, Leo and Ula are behind the couch fooling around, and an old lady pops up behind mm-hmm. the couch. It's like part of this little bit that we have.
Right.
And I just heard someone in the audience go, "What was that?" Like right,
yeah.
right
yeah.
after. So it makes it fun for us,
because yeah.
I can hear individuals saying things. And so that's it, the audience and the comedy is so much a partner for us sometimes. So it's
yeah.
made it really, really fun.
Does that ever distract you? Do you ever have the you know, the person opening up the candy or the
oh,
cell
yeah,
phone
well,
going
I,
off?
Yeah, I absolutely hate that.
That
but,
hasn't
you know,
happened yet,
so,
though. People have been pretty
really
respectful.
It really hasn't. And,
good.
And I think that kind of speaks to what we're doing. I think that we are this show is such a freight train that they get on board, and I really think they forget they bought the candy. You know,
I don't. Yeah. I mean, it's catch up with us.
It's fast moving too. That's what I love about the producers, because do you feel that too? It moves quickly. There's not like a lull slow part.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, when we were working on the show, we didn't realize till about, I don't know, like a week and a half in, that there's only one ballad in the show. There's some slower songs, but there's one ballad at the very end of the show. Aside from that, it's just like, it's a lot of patter songs. Right. And it's like, you just, it's constantly moving forward.
Yeah.
And so it's exciting. I mean, it's exhilarating to do.
I can't wait to hear your rendition of Springtime for Hitler. I cannot wait.
That is the most fun song for me. Before I go on for that, I'm like, this is my favorite number.
Oh, yeah. Right. It's one of the few moments in the show that Bill and I are not involved in, but we still, every night, we'll still try and catch pieces of it, because it's just so absurd.
What do you guys do backstage? You know, I know you're doing costume changes, but when you're not in a scene, what really is going on backstage? Are you watching?
Drinking gallons of water.
Is that true?
Drinking gallons of bourbon.
No. Matt's
dressing room, far different than Allison's.
People are like, are you okay? I'm like,
little porta potty right off to the side.
It's interesting because the backstage evolves as the show itself on stage evolves too. Because, you know, you asked me this the first week, and I'd say, well, I'm just kind of staring at my feet and trying to remember what comes next. And, but you cut to 3 weeks from now, and there's probably going to be some pranks backstage. You know,
I can't imagine that. Such a serious cast.
Yeah.
Exactly. Do you remember where you guys were? I love this question too. Where you were when you got the call? I mean, because this is such a fun, cool. Remember. Where were you?
Do
you
still get the coffee shop?
Do you still get the call, or is it a text now?
For when we got cast.
Yeah,
and I got a call.
Okay, you get
from
the call.
Walter actually. And I didn't know the number, and I was in a coffee shop, and
this is Allison.
Nohia Cafe. I was at and
where? Which is where?
Which is in River West?
Okay,
or West Loop, I guess.
Okay, West Loop.
And Walter was like, "We'd like you to play Ula," and I was like, "I gotta call you back." My phone wasn't working. And it really wasn't. I kept like pushing buttons, and I was like, "I'm sorry."
And
I'll
he probably
call you
hung
back.
Up and was like, "Well, okay, well, all right, she's not interested."
Yeah,
who is this? Walter?
No, I didn't really, that's what happened. Like, I called him back and was like, "What did you? Who was this again?"
Yeah. That's it. Matt, you too.
Yeah,
and you remember
I've been professionally acting for 15 years now, and I still, whenever I get the phone call, I jump up and down in the air.
It's got to be such a cool feeling.
It is. In a career that's there's no guarantees, and there's so much like stop and start. There is something that's, if you really love what you do, and I think that this speaks to it. If you really love what you do, it's exciting every time. It's every time. It's a thrill to know that you won the role. Mm-hmm.
You guys bring so much energy to these roles, and I can't wait to see it. I know your audience, you're getting rave reviews already, which is fantastic. It's only a few days in. But what do you want audiences to take away for someone who's maybe seen it before 2-3 times, mm-hmm. or maybe somebody who's never seen it before? What do you want them to walk away with?
I think part of it is I love knowing that they're walking away and their sides hurt, you know?
Yeah.
But I also think I want them...
Letting them escape a little.
Yeah. And I think that we're really doing a great job as an ensemble of bringing them really into this world, this zany world, and telling the story that's the root of the whole thing, which is about friendship and catharsis and love and excitement and, you know, ups and downs and camaraderie. You know, I think if we convey all those themes and they laugh, I think we're doing a heck of a job.
Mm-hmm. You too, Allison.
Yeah, same. I think I just want them to be able to escape for a little bit and laugh and know that not, you know, take themselves less seriously, I guess. Or take the world less seriously, I guess.
Yeah. Well, Go see it, please. Everybody listening, the producers at the Mercury Theater through June 26th. Thank you, Allison Sill and Matt Kroll.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,